Clerk, please lock the roll. And tally the board.
28 members present.
We do have a quorum present to conduct business. Leading the invocation today is Associate Pastor Mary Ann Warden of the Northern Lights United Church. The members, please rise for the invocation.
Let us pray. God of life, there are days when the burdens we carry are heavy on our shoulders and weigh us down. When the road seems dreary and endless, the sky is gray and threatening. When our lives have no music in them and our hearts are lonely and our souls have lost their courage. Flood the path with light. Turn our eyes to where the skies are full of promise. Tune our hearts to brave music. Give us a sense of comradeship with heroes, heroines, and saints of every age. And so quicken our spirits that we may be able to encourage the souls of all who journey with us on the road of life to your honor and glory. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Warden. Representative Kemplin, would you please lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Hudson.
Madam Speaker, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread across the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread across the journal. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. May the record reflect that Representative Grusendorf has previously been excused from the call of the House today and that Representative Moses' previously excused absence is extended because of bad weather. And I would move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Dyson be excused from the call of the House today because of personal illness.
House, briefly stand at ease, Mr. Majority. House, please come back to order. Madam Clerk, would you please certify the journal for the previous legislative days?
I certify the correctness of the journal for the 45th, 46th, 47th, 48th, 49th, 50th, and 51st legislative days.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the House journals, as certified by the Chief Clerk, be approved.
Without objection, the House journals stand approved. Do we have guests today for introduction? Representative Foster.
Well, thank you. I'd like to introduce a near friend of mine that I just met 2 days ago. Sharon Pearson, she's with American Airlines out of LAX, and she's on her first trip to Alaska. If you please stand when I call your names. Also, my kid sister, Iris. You know, one time I introduced her as my twin sister when Lauren Lehman sat next to me, and he called me a genetic defect, so I won't introduce her. Also, I have 4 people from Nome with a hospital, and they're down here working on health issues that are so important to the bush. If you'll please stand, Maurice Ningham, Helen Putaguluk, Emily Hughes, and Viral Harrison. And by the by, I also met two tourists here, and they're here to see their grandson that lives in Juneau in a play. And they're from Kansas City, Missouri, Harold and Patsy Griffith, if you'll help me welcome all of them here to Juneau.
Further guests for introduction, Representative Croft.
Speaker, in the Bratovich Gallery, if Christina Rundin can stand up. I asked her what her hobbies were when I got this note, and she said, I'm a full-time student. I have no time for hobbies. So, everybody can help me welcome her.
Further guests, Representative Cowdery.
Yes, I have two constituents from the ARCO CAP group, Mary Kane and Kathy Godsey.
Representative Bundy.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I also have 3 constituents down with the ARCO CAP from District 18, and they're dividing their time between the Senate or the other body in here, and hopefully they're with us now. In any case, if they are here, please help me welcome Carolyn Smith Heisler, Wendy Bender, and Paul Fairchild. Had they been here, they'd been very welcome.
Further guests for introduction, Representative Green.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Also with the CAP group, and we hope are here, are Greg McDuffie and Betsy Haw.
Representative Ivan.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. In the Taylor Gallery behind me, a gentleman by the name of Paul Gregory from Bethel. He's with the American Association of Retired Persons and represents the older Bethel area residents. But every time I see him, he's my Ilocor relative in Yupik words. He looks younger each year I see him. So please help me welcome Paul Gregory.
Representative Rokeberg.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like everybody to give a very warm welcome to a constituent of mine that's here with the ARCO CAP group, and she is in the Piatrovich Gallery. She has a very keen interest in prisons and education. So let's all welcome Ms. Katie Neer, please.
Representative Bryce.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. As we all know, the Key campaign is in town, and I do believe that I have seen one person from the interior down in the Taylor Gallery, and would you please help me welcome Tim Carpenter.
Further guests for introduction. House, please stand at ease. Further guests for introduction, Representative Martin.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'm very pleased to have one of my constituents down here representing the Key group, and Mr. Barb Nath from East Anchorage. Barbara, good to have you with us.
Further guests for introduction? Representative Nicolai.
Good morning, Madam Speaker. I, too, have guests from the town of Tok. Good friends of mine, Joe Young, owner of Young's Timber Incorporated. And Larry Blessing, General Manager of Young's Timber. Please join me in welcoming them to Juneau.
If there are no further guests for introduction, we'll go down the calendar. Do we have messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor.
Messages from the other body?
A message dated February 27th stating the Senate has passed and returned committee substitute for House Bill 43, Finance. An act relating to registration of vehicles to municipal taxation of vehicles and to emission control inspection fees for vehicles. Messages dated February 27th, transmitting the following for consideration. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4 by Senator Wards, Halford, Taylor, Lehman, Pierce, Green, Lincoln, Phillips, and Miller relating to declaring March 1997 as Sobriety Awareness Month.
I'll be referred to the Rules Committee for calendaring.
And CS for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 38 Judiciary by the Senate Judiciary Committee entitled An Act Relating to Anatomical Gifts, Living Wills, and Do Not Resuscitate Orders.
Be referred to Judiciary and Finance Committees.
I have no further messages from the other body, Madam Speaker.
Do we have communications?
We received the FY96 annual report of the Alaska Psychiatric Institute and the 1996 annual report of the Alaska State Commission for Human Rights. I have no further communications.
Reports of standing committees?
The Resources Committee has considered House Bill 23, Protect Access for Traditional Outdoor Uses, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 23, Resources, with a new title. Attaches a zero fiscal note recommending do pass Dyson, Green, Massick, Ogun, Hudson. No recommendation, Jewell. The report was signed by Ogun and Hudson co-chairs. House Bill 23 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 51, Regulations of Department of Environmental Conservation, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 51, Finance, with the new title, attaches two fiscal notes. Recommending do pass Terrio Foster, Mulder, Martin, Coring, Kelly, Davis. No recommendation, Moses, Amend, Davies, and Grusendorf. The report was signed by Terrio, co-chair. House Bill 51 has no further referral. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has considered House Bill 121, Wynn Brindle Scholarship Loan, recommending, or attaches a zero fiscal note recommending do pass. Dyson, Bundy, Porter, no recommendation. Green, Kimplin, and Bryce. The report was signed by Bundy Chair. House Bill 121 has no further referral. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has considered House Bill 145, Teaching Competency Exam for Certification, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 145 Hess with the same title, recommends an additional referral to the Finance Committee, attaches a fiscal note, recommending do pass. Green, Bundy, Porter, do not pass. Dyson and Kimplin, no recommendation. Bryce. The report was signed by Bundy Chair. House Bill 145 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Madam Speaker.
Do we have reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Citations or resolutions for introduction?
Citations honoring Joanne Bloom, Alaska Close-Up Program by Representatives Elton and Hudson and Senator Duncan. Honoring Kenneth Sykes by Representative Barnes. Honoring James M. Wilson, 1996 Pilot of the Year by Representatives or by Senator Duncan and Representatives Elton and Hudson. In memoriam, Edna Brown by Representative Bryce. In memoriam, Stanley Otis Smith by Representative Barnes and Ryan. In memoriam, Judge Ralph Moody by Representative Berkowitz. In memoriam, Ronald Dale Edwards by Senator Hoffman and Representative Ivan. House Joint Resolution Number 26 by Representative Masick, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the preferred use of fish, wildlife, and other replenishable resources and prohibiting the use of the initiative and referendum in regard to certain matters relating to fish, wildlife, and other replenishable resources.
That'll be referred to the House Special Committee on Fisheries, Resource Committee, and Judiciary Committee.
House Joint Resolution Number 27 by Representative Ivan, requesting the Federal Aviation Administration to grant exemptions from the commuter rule in order to maintain a high level of air safety and air transportation service in rural Alaska.
That'll be referred to the Transportation Committee.
I have no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
Do we have bills today for introduction?
House Bill 165 by the House Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, entitled An Act Making and Amending Capital and Other Appropriations and to Capitalize Funds and Providing for an Effective Date, a letter was attached.
That will be referred to the Finance Committee.
House Bill 166 by Representative Masick, entitled An Act Authorizing Capital Punishment, Classifying Murder in the First Degree as a Capital Felony and Allowing the Imposition of the Death Penalty when certain of those murders are committed against children, establishing sentencing procedures for capital felonies and amending Rules 32, 32.1 and 32.3, Alaska Rules of Criminal Procedure, and Rules 204, 209, 210, and 212, Alaska Rules of Appellate Procedure.
Be referred to the Judiciary and Finance Committees.
House Bill 167 by Representative Ivan, entitled An Act Repealing Certain Requirements Relating to Posting and Reporting of Prices Paid for Salmon.
That'll be referred to the Labor and Commerce Committee.
House Bill 168 by Representative Masick, entitled An Act Relating to Use of traditional means of access to assist in taking game or fish and to traditional means of access for traditional outdoor activities on land and water set aside for fish and game purposes and providing for an effective date.
Be referred to the Resources and State Affairs Committee.
House Bill 169 by the House Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, entitled An Act Relating to Welfare to Work Tax Credits under Alaska Net Income Tax Act and providing for an effective date, a letter, two fiscal notes, and 1 0 fiscal note were attached.
That will be referred to the Hess Committee, State Affairs, and Finance Committees.
House Bill 170 by Representative Bryce, entitled An Act Relating to Interference with the Rights of Physically and Mentally Challenged Persons and Relating to Service Animals During Their Training Period.
That will be referred to the Hess Committee, Judiciary, and Finance Committees.
House Bill 171 by Representatives Hodgins, Osterman, Calderey, Davis, Dyson, Green, Ivan, Coring, Martin, Ogun, Ryan, Sanders, and Foster, entitled An Act Relating to the State Environmental Policy and Changing the Name of the Department of Environmental Conservation to the Department of Environmental Development.
That will be referred to the Resource Committee.
House Bill 172 by Representative Calderey, entitled An Act Relating to the distribution and public inspection of the proposed budget and general appropriation bill and of state agency program and financial plans.
That will be referred to State Affairs and Finance Committees.
House Bill 173 by Representative Foster, entitled An Act Relating to the Small Operators Surface Coal Mining Assistance Program under the Alaska Surface Mining Control and Reclamation Act and to Exploration Incentive Credits for Locatable or Leasable Minerals or Coal Deposits.
That will be referred to the Resources Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction, Madam Speaker.
Representative Davies? I'll stand at ease. House, come back to order. You had caught that one.
Yeah.
I thought they had come in to tell you. So, Mark. Oh, okay. He just changed for me when we were walking down the halls. Right. House, come to order. Madam Clerk, are there further bills for introduction?
No, Madam Speaker.
This brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
House Bill 114 by the House Health, Education, and Social Services Committee by request, entitled An Act Relating to Health Care Data and Registration of Births. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered the bill, attached a zero fiscal note recommending do pass Dyson, Bundy, Porter, no recommendation, Green, Veazey, and Kimplin. The report was signed by Bundy, Chair. I have no amendments or committee substitute on my desk, Madam Speaker.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I'd move the that HB 14 be considered in gross, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, we're under third. The clerk please read the title for the third and final time.
House Bill 114 by the House Health, Education, and Social Services Committee by request, titled An Act Relating to Health Care Data and Registration of Births.
Debate? Representative Bundy?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. This bill will accomplish changes in the law needed to assure that the Department of Health and Social Services has access to information on diseases and conditions of public health that are significant and essential for them to carry out their disease surveillance, control, and prevention activities. We saw this bill last year, and it was passed the House unanimously. It unfortunately ran out of time on the other side. It is a useful procedure for dealing with health problems in the state of Alaska. It establishes changes that need to be made to be able to implement electronic birth certification system here and clarify the rules for filing and registering births in Alaska. It allows the reporting of health data and assures access by the department to health records that are needed for them to carry out and conduct research for the purpose of protecting and promoting public health. These provisions are required to continue our eligibility for a federal grant of $420,000 per year, which supports operation of this registry for a cancer occurrence within our state. It also addresses certification process, as I said, for electronic births, and discusses what happens if someone is born on a international conveyance over international waters and international airspace so that we comply with the Vital Statistics Act. Madam Speaker, sometimes when we address legislation, we talk about filing systems and numbers and statistics, and it seems a little mundane. But in testimony in Hess on this bill, we had a cancer patient discuss the importance in his life to the cancer registry in Alaska. It was very compelling testimony. We certainly appreciated the personal involvement and level of sharing that this cancer patient experienced, and the notion that if we increase this registry, the chances that his experience in cancer will be diminished for other citizens of our state. With that, I would encourage the support of all members of the body.
Further debate? Representative Ogun.
I have two questions, Madam Speaker. Who would have access to the registry? I don't think I quite understand that. And the bill says it was by request, and I was wondering if we could find out who requested it.
Representative Bundy?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Speaker. This was requested by the Department of Health and Social Services and the other people that would have access to this information.
Further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question being, shall the House adopt House Bill 114? Members, please proceed to vote. Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk, please tally the board.
34 yeas, 2 nays.
And so House Bill 114 passes the House. Clerk, please read the next item on today's calendar.
Citations on today's calendar.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations on today's calendar are approved. This brings us down the calendar to unfinished business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the following representatives be excused from a call of the House for the following times. Representative Hudson from 6 a.m. Plain Time Friday, March 7th until 10:03 p.m. Plain Time Friday, March 7th. Representative Martin from 9 a.m. to noon, Tuesday, March 11th. And finally, Madam Speaker, I move that Representative Masick's previously excused return of 9:33 a.m. Plain Time Tuesday, April 1st, be amended to 9:33 a.m. Plain Time Wednesday, April 2nd.
Without objection, those members will be shown as excused. We have two bills that have picked up fiscal notes in the process of committee hearings. The first one is House Bill 95, the Motor Vehicle Insurance and Licensing Bill, and House Bill 145, the Teacher Certification Bill. Both of those will receive additional referrals to Finance Committee. Further unfinished business. Representative Davies.
Madam Speaker, I move that we take up reconsideration of Senate Bill 56 at this time.
Reconsideration of Senate Bill 56 is before us at this time. Representative Davies.
Madam Speaker, I move that we go back to second reading for purposes of rescinding our action of failing to adopt amendment number 9.
Objection. There is objection.
Brief at ease.
House stand at ease. House come to order. Representative Davies.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I appreciate your latitude and the representative behind me who's also working on this, and I'll withdraw my amendment, my motion.
The motion to go back to return to second for the purpose of a specific amendment has been withdrawn. The reconsideration issue we will hold. With the permission of the body, we'll hold reconsideration of Senate Bill 56 for our next legislative calendar. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I think that brings us to...
We're still under unfinished business.
Other unfinished business, yes. Oh.
Which is?
Well, I wish I had some, but I don't think I do, Madam Speaker.
Further unfinished business, Representative Terrio.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Is this the appropriate time to waive a bill?
Sure. We could do it.
Okay. Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to waive House Bill... the House Finance referral for HB 25, which is fish and game licenses and residency. The bill was referred to two other committees and reviewed, passed from the Fish Committee with 2 do pass, 2 no recommendations, passed from the House Resources Committee with 8 do pass and 1 no recommendation. I have a memo signed by all members of the House Finance Committee indicating their support for waiving the bill from committee.
Without objection, that bill will be waived from the Finance Committee. Further unfinished business? Committee announcements. Representative Veazey.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. On behalf of the Judiciary Committee, I would like to announce that the Judiciary Committee Chairman, at my request, has scheduled a Judiciary Committee meeting for Saturday, March 22nd at 3 o'clock p.m.
and all members of the legislature and interested persons are invited to attend. And the Judiciary Committee will be teleconferencing in with a forum held in Fairbanks, wherein two members of the faculty of leading seminaries in the United States are going to testify on the pro side. One will testify pro and one will testify con regarding the death penalty. So it should be an afternoon of some very, very interesting testimony.
Further committee announcements? Representative Williams.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The House Transportation Committee will meet this afternoon at 1 p.m. to take up Senate Bill 10, Mountain View Road, S. Davis, SJR 12, construction of Alaska Highway.
Further committee announcements? Representative Ivan.
Speaker, the House CRA will meet Friday, March 7 at 8 a.m. to address House Bill 132, Municipal Taxation of Alcohol. Thank you.
Representative Roepberg.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The House Labor and Commerce Committee will meet at 3:15 this afternoon to consider the boards and appointments, so bring a pen.
Representative Green.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The Judiciary Committee will meet at 1 o'clock to discuss the marital consent for minors seeking abortion, and if time permits, we will get into the partial versus abortion issue.
Further announcements, committee announcements. General announcements, Representative Rice.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. As everybody knows, the Key Campaign, well, it's the 10th year of the Key Campaign this year, and today there will be a rally on the steps at noon. I would encourage all legislators to please attend and also open your offices up to the folks who have come down to discuss some of the issues dealing with disabilities. Also, on another note, I had sent around a memo before our break relating to legislative jackets with a deadline of today. Due to the break, I think it would be appropriate to go ahead and extend that deadline till the 14th of March.
Further announcements? Representative Roper.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'm carrying about and circulating a letter to the governor from the legislature regarding the issue of the recommendation by the Pioneer Homes Advisory Board to change the name of the Alaska Pioneer Homes. I've got a number of letters from various igloos of the Alaska Pioneers, or Pioneers of Alaska, against this particular issue. I've had this letter for a while. I would like to, there are 19 members here have signed it already. And I will stay after the session or in the lounge today, try to finish up gathering further signatures for anybody who wishes to sign this letter. And then I'm going to be delivering to the Senate for their execution. So if you have an interest in this, I have backup information to explain the situation. I'd be happy to talk to you about it.
Further announcements, Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. First, I would like to announce that the Majority Caucus will meet Thursday, tomorrow, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and again on Saturday following 1 to 5 p.m. Additionally, Madam Speaker, if I may, we have, to continue our tradition, an unbirthday today, a freshman legislator and a freshman. He was born on July 5th. This person's relation to people born on that day seems somewhat unusual, I guess. The representative, of course, is Representative Ryan. People born on this day include people like Huey Lewis, which I cannot think of the relationship there. But perhaps one that would hold the theory that there is one perhaps born every minute. P.T. Barnum was born on this day also. Now, this representative is a pilot, and perhaps that looking at famous events of the day would be consistent with the fact that the first travel agency was started by Thomas Cook, obviously a relation of our Captain Cook, in 1841. And knowing that he appreciates the finer things, also, this was the debut of the first bikini swimsuit in 1946. In looking at the personal traits, it says, that you were born in the wake of an Independence Day, that you are a real firecracker. And it will take something special to hold your attention for long, and you will resist attempts to settle down and add stability to your life. But perhaps more prophetic than advice, it says that you shouldn't do that, and perhaps you already haven't. Because in the long run, you will find a more centered existence far more fulfilling, and you may even like it. I don't know if that means to stay in the legislature or get out of the legislature, but in any event, would the members please rise and we'll sing a happy unbirthday to Representative Ryan.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Joe. Happy birthday to you.
Representative Ryan, you have the floor.
Yes, Madam Speaker, thank you. I notice that those of you in this legislature who know me may find it rather ironic that P.T. Barnum and I were born on the same day. The way my mother tells the story, it was hot July, and she was 2 weeks overdue, and so my grandmother advised her to take a big dose of castor oil, and boom, there I was.
Further announcements? Special orders, Representative Masick.
Madam Speaker, today I'd like to give an update about the Iditarod, the silver anniversary, 25th running of the race. We have a couple teams into Ophir in first place. It was Mitch Seavey, Peril Kaiser, and Peril's from Willow, the area that I'm from. We also have Ramey Smith, who's into Takotna. Following him is Doug Swingley, Jeff King, Martin Boozer, John Baker, Dee Dee John Rowe, Bill Cotter, and Tim Osmar, and that's a top 10 standing. And it looks like they're going to be taking their 24 right about now, and that's a really, really fast pace. They have beautiful weather, and they're doing really well. We'll give you another update as we progress ahead. Thank you.
Representative Terrio.
Madam Speaker, I'd like to leave the body to speak to the body about anniversaries.
Without objection, you have the floor.
I just wanted to let the body know that my next-door neighbor here sitting next to me told me today is her 13th wedding anniversary, and I think we should give her a round of applause.
Happy anniversary. Further special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd move and ask unanimous consent for the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow, March 6th.
We are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.